Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Each time the legislature meets, thousands of bill titles are reserved. Of those, roughly 2,000 will actually be drafted and introduced, and of those, only one bill is constitutionally mandated. It's House Bill 2, also known as the state budget. Passing a budget to keep the state operating for the next 2 years is the most important thing the legislature will do during the 90-day session. And today, the budget for the next biennium makes its big debut. When the session began on January 6, the members of the House Appropriations Committee and Senate Finance Committees figuratively donned their green visors and went to work. Everyone who typically gets a cut of the pie lined up at the feed trough to make their case for increased spending. The members of the Appropriations Committee listened to hours of testimony, did some tweaking, and came up with their first shot at an acceptable budget. Next, it needs the okay of the entire House of Representatives, and that's what happens today at the end of a marathon floor session in the House chamber. All of the House committee hearings are canceled for today, and the members will report directly to the House chamber at 8 a.m. The first thing that freshman members notice is that everything looks different. Lines of tables with computers are occupying the east side of the chamber, and another long table is placed across the front of the chamber below the dais. The tables along the side of the chamber are for the staff of the Legislative Fiscal Division. Their job is to track any amendments to the bill and keep a running tally of where we are with spending. The table at the front of the chamber is for the chairman of each subcommittee and their aide. As each part of the budget is open for debate, the chairman responsible for that section of the budget makes the presentation. There are 5 sections in total, and each is debated individually over what is typically a 10 or 12-hour nonstop floor session. This is another one of those days that tests a legislator's ability to stay focused and engaged. It's also a day filled with grandstanding and showboating. Since Republicans control the House, it's their responsibility to come up with the votes to pass the bill. Democrats, on the other hand, play the role of loyal opposition, arguing that Republicans are spending too little and introducing amendment after amendment to put more money back into the budget. Republicans will be encouraged by their leadership to sit tight and vote no on all the increased spending. The galleries will be filled with groups demanding more money, mainly members of the teachers' union and disability rights advocates. In the end, after hours of debate and as many as 100 proposed amendments, the bill will look almost exactly as it did when the day began. The vote will take place, and the bill will pass from the House to the Senate. The final votes will not take place until late April, and between now and then, everyone who feeds at the public trough will be sitting on pins and needles. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.